Okay, let's get started with the next Perek, Malachim Beis, Perek Yud, as we continue the downfall and the obliteration of the house of Achav. So we had in the last Perek that Yehu, the new king of Israel, the new Melech Yisrael, killed the previous two kings, killed the Melech of Yehuda and the Melech of Yisrael as a punishment to fulfill the words that he was commanded by Yonah, the Talmud of Elisha, that told him that he was going to be the king, he was going to wipe out the house of Achav, who followed in the footsteps of their father and their grandfather in rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and following the Baal. So that's exactly what Yehu does here, continuing the process of getting rid of the family of Achav. So what happens here, Achav had 70 sons, and Yehu had to figure out a way to get rid of them, as well as becoming the king. So he has an amazing plan. He sends a letter to all the people who took care of all the sons of Achav. Some of them were older, some of them were younger, and he says, well, I'll make you a choice. Are you going to support them, or are you going to support me? He says, and they were extremely scared of him because he was just killed out both kings, and they said, okay, we support you, we'll be mamluch you. And he says, he asked them to do something very gruesome, very graphic, which we have to think about in terms of what Izebel and Achav had done to all the Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael. He had wiped them out, he had killed them, and he had killed the elders, everybody, besides Ovadi, who was able to hide 100 of them. But Yehu asked them to kill the 70 sons of Achav, and in that way show their loyalty. That's exactly what they do. And then Yehu not only makes an announcement that the house of Achav has been destroyed and Hashem's word is fulfilled, but he also says, you see, he says to the people, you see, I'm not a murderer, I'm not a Rasha. Other people were involved also, and therefore it has to be the Yad Hashem just fulfilling what Eliyahu told was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eliyahu told Achav that his family is eventually going to be wiped out. The parak continues and says that Yehu found other relatives and he killed them until finally there was no one left. He meets Yehonadav ben Rechav, who was, we don't know so much about him here. He was seems to be a tzaddik, somebody who follows the word of Hashem, and Yehu befriends him. He says, I'm very proud of you. I hope you're proud of me. I'm just fulfilling the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, part one of the parak, part two, Yehu says, okay, besides all the family of Achav, I have to get rid of all of the Nevi'ei Habal. So how does he get them all together? So he has a trick. He announces that he's going to make a big karban. He's going to make a tremendous karban to the Baal, and all the Nevi'ei Habal have to come. If anybody doesn't come, they're going to be killed. So they all gather, and they think Yehu is going to give this tremendous karban and support the Baal. And just to be safe, Yehu says, if anybody serves Hashem, you have to be out of the temple, because we don't want you here. So they get anybody who serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu out of the temple, so only the Nevi'ei Habal are left. And after playing along with it a little bit, Yehu then commands his servants to kill all of them, following the word of Hashem. So at this point, Yehu seems great. He follows the word of Hashem. He is a fearless leader. He wiped out Achav. He wiped out the Nevi'ei Habal. Until we get to the end of the parak, which says that even though they get rid of the Baal, he followed the sins of Yerovam ben Nevat, as all the Malchi Yisrael did. He did not get rid of the Eglei HaZahav that were up north. He still did not want people to be go down to Yerushalayim. And Hashem says to Yehu, well, you're a mixed bag. Because you followed my word, I'm going to give you four generations of kings. But because you didn't get rid of the sins of Yerovam, and you followed, so then there is going to be trouble for you in the future. And the parak ends off by saying that the trouble has started already. Aram is attacking from all different sides. Yehu dies. He's buried in Shomron up north. His son Yehoachaz takes over for him. Yehu is king for 28 years. That is the parak. Yehu, and another enigmatic figure we have here in Malachim Beis. And again, most of it seems positive. He was a fearless leader, and he wiped out many people, but it was all as a kiyum of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Okay, let's get back to the beginning of the parak. Ula Achav Shivim Banim B'Shomron. Achav had 70 sons in Shomron, and Yehu was trying to figure out a way to kill them. Vayichtov Yehu, and not to look bad in the eyes of the people. Vayichtov Yehu Svarim, so he sends private letters to the elders, the Sarei Yisrael Hazakenim, Vel HaOmnim Achav, those who took care of the children of Achav, saying, you know, you have a choice to make. Kavo HaSefer Azel Echem, B'Itchem B'nei Adonichem. So what are you going to do? You could either support them, or You can't support me. Vayiru ma'od ma'od. Pasuk dalet. They were very fearful. Vayomer, and they said, Hinei shnei ha'malachim no amdu lefanav. Ve'echna mor anachnu. If two kings couldn't stand up to him, to Yehu, so how could we stand up? So they sent back, and they said, okay, we'll do whatever you want. And he sends back the gruesome request of, you have to kill all of the sons of Achav, and we are going to publicly display the dead sons. That's exactly what they do without batting an eyelash. Not one of them hesitates. Because obviously, you see the Yad Hashem here, and these were all people who we assume were following, right? It's Lo Pokid Avos Albanim, but it was only Kishaoch Samasia Avosehem Biadehem. And then the Malach comes and tells him, yes, they're all done. So what did they do? What does Yehu do? He piles them up in the Shar Ha'ir, so everybody could see, and then he says to them in Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Kalam, Tzadikim Atem, you think you're all Tzadikim and I'm a big Rasha because I killed the two kings. Kani Kasharti Al Adoni V'Hargehu, Umi Hikas Kalela, who killed these 70 people? It wasn't me. So you see, Kilo Yipo Midvar Hashem Artsa Asher Dibra Hashem Avis Achav. Ayeo at this point appears like a tzaddik. You see that nothing is not being fulfilled. It's all the fulfillment of the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Biyad Eliyahu Anavi. That's what Rashi says right here. Ach me'ela teduefu ki gzeres ha-melech yaleihem v'har gam tzaddiku u'mekayim es mitzvah ha-makom. Whoever does this is fulfilling the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim adds that it's not just he's not just publicly making sure people see all the dead descendants of Achav for his own tzidkus, but he's showing that the zakenim that did it also were not at fault. They were just fulfilling. Even though, and he invokes, even though the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that if there is someone who says, you know, give us one of you or we're going to kill all of you, you're not going to allow to give any. Right? We discussed that by Sheva ben Bichri earlier in Sefer Shmuel. And right, if so, I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, again, very famously, if a bunch of Jews were together, and Anna says, send us one of you, we're all going to kill all of you. So they all have to be killed, unless one of them is Mechuyev Misa Kesheva Ben Bichri, like the story of the woman who threw his head out of the city. Yitnu Osalem, Veimoran Lem Kien Lachanchil, that's where the Rambam continues. So the Malbim says, so you might have thought that here the Zakenim did something wrong. The answer is no. They didn't do anything wrong, because this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked. And that is what the Malbim, how the Malbim explains this idea. Kikfia din im omer tnula echad mikem v'nargenu v'im lo naroget kolchem yargu kulam. V'al yimasru v'elem kein chayev misa k'shev ben bichri. Aye, so why these tzadikim? De'u eifo shem chayev misa pi dvar Hashem. That's what he continues and says. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore don't think they did anything wrong. The Mishmar Zozov says maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with that Rambam, because these were Mori B'Malchus. Mori B'Malchus is Mechuyev Misa, even separate from that whole Rambam. If somebody is Mechuyev Misa, not Alpi Misa's Bezdin, but even just Mori B'Malchus, the king has that right. So Yehu is solidifying his position. Vayach Yehu Pasuk Yud Aleph is Kol Nisharim LeBeis Achav BeYisrael. He takes out all the rest of the house of Achav. And he finds, even obviously not coincidentally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him go there, he finds some old relatives of Ahaziyahu, who we know the king of Yehuda had married in, had become a son-in-law Yehoram of Achav, so they were also part of the family of Achav. They didn't know at the time of the merit that had taken place. That's why they didn't run away from him. But Achav takes care of them, and there is no one left, says the Pasuk, Lo Hishir Ish Mehem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's justice comes true here. Vayelach misham vayipsas Yehonadav ben Rechav likraso. Then he finds Yehonadav. Vayivarcheyu, and they greet each other very positively. Vayomer elav, Hayeshes levavcha yashar kasher levavim levavecha. Do you like me as much as I like you? And Yehonadav says yes. He says, okay, come on into my chariot, and you'll see me fulfill the word of Hashem. And that's what he does by getting rid of all the rest of the family of Achav. So now we get to the Baal. Vayikbot Yehu es kol ha'am. Pasuk Yurches, he gathers everyone, and they say, okay, what is he going to do now? Vayomer Aleihem, he says a very unusual Pasuk. Achav Avadas HaBaal Ma'at Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. Mepharshim explained, this is all a trick. It's all a trick that he wants to figure out a way to get all the Nevi'e HaBaal together. So he says, you know why what happened to Achav happened? Was because he only served Baal a little bit. But I'm going to serve Baal in an unbelievable way. You just watch this. unbelievable. So gather all the Nevi'i Baal. We're going to make a holiday. We're going to make a yantif. So every single Navi of the Baal, please come together. Even though this was a plan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it was inappropriate for Yehu to use this as a plan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Beis that what caused, as we'll see in the end of the parak, that Yehu did not end up being perfect. He was great. A couple of pshatim we'll give, but the Gemara says in Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, Amar Abaya, my Garmale, what caused Yehu to fall at falter at the end? Amar Abaya, Bris Krusa Lisfatayim. You got to be careful what you say. Shenamar achav avad abal mat v'hu yavdenu harbe. Right, you did it to trick, but you can't say the words that Yehu is going to serve the Baal. So amazingly. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to say that, even if it's for a good purpose. Some achronim wonder that maybe it's not just inappropriate. Maybe it's even usur. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, you're not allowed to say it, even to save your life. You're not allowed to say I worship. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Zayin in Yeridea, Asur la Adam lomar shehu ovid kochavim kedei shelo yahargeyu. It's asur for a person to say that. Aval im kedei shelo yakiru shelo yehudi. If you're not saying anything explicit, but you're just going to disguise that you're not a Jew, mishane malbushim, you're allowed to change your clothing. B'shas akzeira mutter kivat sheino omer shelo ovid kochavim. You're not saying that you worship. You just don't look like a Jew, right? So that you can do to save your life, but otherwise not. But then the Rama adds, the Avagav Dasa Lomer Shuva Kochavim, Mikol Makom, Yuchal Lomer Lahem, Lashon de Mishtame Betrain Apin. You could say something that can be interpreted in two ways. V'yovdi Kochavim, Yavinu Shuva Omer Shuva Kochavim, V'hu Yechavel Davar Acher. Let the guy think that you have Kavada to be an Ovid Avodah Zara, but you don't have that in mind. So that's how some of the Achronim answer our case here. You might say, right, there's an Esnachta, Achavavazval Ma'at. Yehu ya'avdenu harbi. Yehu will serve him a lot. Who's the him? So maybe it means him, capital H. Maybe it means Hashem. That's how you could interpret it. But Yehu knew that this is what is going to mislead them, and that was his point. So maybe he didn't violate anything me'ikir hadin, but it's just the extra bris krusulus vatayim, which is like a principle of al tiftach pe l'satan type of idea. So what happens? V'yata kol nevi'ei ha'baal, says Yehu, kol ovdav, kol konav, kiru elai, everyone come, ish al yipakeid. Nobody should be left out, ki zeva, gadol, li, labal, kol ha'she yipakeid lo yechi. Whoever's out there is not going to live. Everybody has to come and serve the Baal. So he gathers them up together. He sends a message throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer, and then all of a sudden, Pazach HaBeis, he says, when they're all in the temple, he tells the Melticha, the one who's in charge of the clothing, Hotzei Levush, L'chol Ovdei Habaal, bring out nice vestments. Let all the Ovdei Habaal wear these vestments. Why? The Malbim says for two reasons. Number one, if they start running away, they will be easily identifiable. And number two, says the Malbim, it could be that a number of Jews just came to watch. Right? It's very kind. You just want to see what's happening. Right? It's it's human nature. Right? What's the hack? What's going on here? So you go to see, even though you're not involved. Said the Malbim, but Yehu didn't want to kill those people, right? He only wanted to kill the people who were Ovid Avodah Zarah Mamish, and therefore he made them wear these vestments. Ratz Lavar Miachay Misaki Chashash Pen Yisarbu Imaim Habayim Rak Liros V'Chein Siva Sheyilbeshu Levush Hamiuchad LaAvodasam V'Kolechan Meov Di Abal Haylam Levush Miuchad Shamur BaOtzer Shama. It was in the special closet in the temple of the Baal. V'Alpize Yada Shabo BaKivun. They would even know these are the ones that came to serve. These are the ones that came just to watch. That was what would happen with the special clothing. So that's what they do. Vayavo Yehov Yehonadav ben Rechav, so Yehu and Yehonadav come, Vayomer lo Ovdei Habaal, and they say, Chibsu Reu, pen yish po imachem me'avdei Hashem, maybe there's somebody who serves Hashem here. Ki im Ovdei Habaal of Adam, I don't want anybody who serves Hashem in the temple right now. So now they're really excited, they're like, yeah, let's get rid of anybody who serves Hashem. Vayavo la'asos vachim va'olos, so they started giving karbanos. Yehu put 80 men, some lo bachut shmonim ish, and he put 80 men around the temple. Vayomer, and he said to them, don't let anyone out. You let anybody out, then you're going to pay with it with your life. Yehu was very strong. And once they finished actually serving. Some say he wanted mamish for them to do avodah zarah right now. So they'd be chayav misa. He sends his messengers, his ratzim and shalishim, and says, get them. And they get them. And they kill all the Nevi'i Baal. And not only that, they destroy the temple. They destroy the temple. Why do they destroy the temple? This is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch I read it from. It's a pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. The Sefer HaChinuch says, on the pasuk, Abid ta'abdun es kol ha'makamos, says the Chinuch, shenitztavinu la'abid batei ha'avodah zarah kulam. If we have the chance to destroy a house of avodah zarah, we have to do that. B'shivron u'b'sreifa b'harisa u'b'krisa. Kol min b'mashiroilo, whatever material it is. Klomar b'mashiyah yoter mashchus b'mar b'charbano. However you can destroy it. Va'kavana shalon aniach roshem avodah zarah. Anything that is not serving Hashem, we can't leave a roshem, we can't leave anything. Al zenemar abeit abdunus kol ha'makamos. And that's what it says. Kol ha'tasulam izbochoseihem titotsu, v'nitatem izbochoseihem. Right, and that's exactly what Yehu did here. He destroyed. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chilek, you have to be mishari shachareha, as the Gemara says. Atam mitzuvah lirdof alar achareihem. V'yatam mitzuvah lirdof achareihem b'chutz laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be rodef achareihem very strongly. But otherwise, you just have to destroy them when you happen to come to them. It's an interesting ha'ara that Rav Sternbach has in the Talmud Das. He wonders that in Re'eh, it says that it is, you have to burn them. Right, Atevet Abu, and it mentions Sreifa, while in Mishpatim, the earlier Pasik, Kiham Hares Taharesum, Vishaber Tishaber Matsebo Sehem. Doesn't talk about burning, it's about the trees. Ashe Rehem Tisrafun Ba'esh. Talks about the trees in here, in Re'eh, but it doesn't talk about that in Mishpatim. So he quotes an amazing teretz of Rav Yecheskel Abramsky. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel asks, how in the world do the over the Avodah Zarah anyway have the power to asher the trees in Eretz Yisrael? Right, Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avram Avinu, and Adon the Moser Dover Shein HaShalos, even if they bow down to the tree, how does it become asur? Says the Gemara Avodah Zarah Nun Gimel, midepalchu Yisrael le'egel, once Bnei Yisrael worshipped the egel, galu daitaihu denichaluhu. Then it shows that Nichalu, they're not so upset about Avodah Zarah, and at that moment the trees became Aser. So that is why in Mishpatim, before the Egel, there was no mitzvah to burn the trees, because they were Nasar. Only after the Egel, that's where now they become Nasar, and Bnei Yisrael now have a mitzvah to burn them down. An amazing Ha'ara. The Pasuk continues here, and there's another mitzvah that's fulfilled. Vayitzu as Beis Habal, so they destroy the Beis Habal, and then it says, Vayisimuhu, let's a Korean exiv, lemotza os ad hayom, or lemechra os, which means they used parts of the temple to go to the bathroom in. They used it, they made it disgusting, which is another kiyum of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avodah Zarah memhei, mitzvah lechanos l'ashem genai. You have to make fun of it. The Rambam doesn't quote that for some mysterious reason, but the Minchas Chana points out, we have to make fun of it. Beis Karya, Beis Galya, right, refer to it as all different names and activities, because that's the way, it says the Zayim HaTorah, if I make fun of something, that will help me remove and be mashkiach and cause to forget the original name of the Avodah Zarah, and that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah, so if you call somebody a nickname, sometimes, you know, you don't even know what their real name is. Everybody's so used to the nickname. That's exactly this point over here. That's why it's maybe so negative to call somebody a nickname according to the Gemara, because their name is their name, is their mahus. But the Rav Sorotzkin here says, the calling of the names and using them in a disgusting way, that's Yishtakeya v'yovad Hashem Hayashan, that's v'ibatem eshemam min hamakomahu, and that's exactly what he does here as well. V'yat v'yedyeh was a Baal, so there's no more Baal. And now we end off the parak. Rak chata'e yeravam benavat, asher hechtias Yisrael osar yeo me'achareyam. But he does not remove, and does not go away from the sins of Yeravam, egle hazav asher beis'el v'asher badan. He didn't remove the egel. Why? So a couple of suggestions. Number one is Rashi. Rashi right here says, because just like Yeravam, he was scared. He was worried about his covet. He didn't want everybody going back to Yehuda and Malchus Beis David. So he kept the Egel, even though he just knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. The Abarbanel says it wasn't. And most say it wasn't Mamash Avodah Zarah, but he was doing it for political reasons. The problem with that was, he was doing it, to protect, Hashem promised him. The Bible says, Hashem promised him 4 generations. Once Hashem promised him that, they should have got rid of that. He doesn't need that. If he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have to keep those as a protection. Number one. Others suggest the Musar HaNeviim notes that maybe the Pashas is that power corrupts. Right, once he followed Shem Hashem, but now he's in power, and this is what happens. Power corrupts, and that's exactly, he says, interesting. He says, what happened to Yehonadav? He's not mentioned again. He's mentioned in Yirmiyahu as someone who became a parush, and he stayed away from the world. Maybe that's exactly the point, suggests the Musar Nevi'im. He saw what happened to Yehu, who was Sol Hashem Shamayim, who was doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, all of a sudden, it goes to your head, and look what happens. Right, number two. A third idea is what we said before, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufei, is bris krusa l'sfatayim, because he said it, that already has an effect. But Hashem does not take away any schar, so vayamar Hashem al Yehu, Hashem tells Yehu, Rashi says, and by Yonah again, as Yonah had told him originally, yan asher etivos al asos ayashar beinai, kechol asher belvavi, because you did follow what I told you to do, Asisa l'beis Achav, you did everything to the house of Achav, b'nei Revi'im, yesh v'luchal kisa Yisrael. You will have four generations. The Ramban quotes this pasuk in Perek Tzav of Bereishis, where the Ramban has the well-known discussion of why were the Mitzrayim punished? V'gama z'goy yasher yavod udon anochi. Why were they punished if Hashem already forecast it? Aren't they doing a mitzvah? The answer is they weren't doing it l'shem Shemayim. How do you know they weren't doing L'Shem Shemayim? They did even worse. They did even harsher. And if you would ask them, are they doing L'Shem Shemayim? They wouldn't answer, yes. That's different than Yehu. Yehu also wiped out who needed to be wiped out and punished them, but he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim. That's a big difference. There is, the Achronim note, a little problem with the Ramban, by Yehu, it's not such a good raya. There he was commanded by a specific Navi to do this, to do exactly that. By the Mitzrayim, it's not the same thing. Okay, but that's the Ramban's idea. So Hashem says, you're going to get four generations, but he did not follow Hashem. Tragically, and he sinned following the paths of his of Yeravam, the previous Melech of Yisrael. Bayam Mahem, so what happens? Hashem starts to be Makatze. What does that mean? So does Stavin and Sion say it means to cut off. People were attacking them. Rashi says it's from the Lashon of Katzdi B'chayai. Hashem started getting disgusted by this. Even though, look what he did. Look what Yehu did. But look what could happen. Ad Yomoso, we have to make sure we stay on the straight and the narrow. Rashi even quotes, a Rashi we don't even focus on usually, Rashi in Vayechi, where, remember the story that Yaakov Avinu sees the children of Yosef, and he says, who are these people? And Rashi quotes, he couldn't believe their descendants. Why? Nistalka Shechina Mimenu. Lafisha Asid Yeravam Va'achav Latzeis Me'Ephraim V'Yehu Ubanav Mimenashe. The Tanchuma even compares, seemingly, Yeravam and Achav and Yehu Menashe and Banav. They were both made Yaakov upset because they saw. Right? It's something that we have to be so careful on. If you look in the Shmiras HaLashon, Rav Chafetz Chaim also discusses this. In Shar HaTvuna, Perek Yud Zayin, he says if you ever have to punish someone, either as a parent or as a king here. He brings this example. One has to be so clear that the attacker does not have any shemetz of the chait of the victim. Because if you do, so then the attacker is going to be considered doing an aveira, the victim is going to be considered innocent because you did this aveira too. Who are you to attack me? That's exactly what happened here. Because Yehu had a shemetz of avodah zarah also, eventually he kept those Egle Hazav, so then it worked out, did not work out for him. He says, Kim Chas V'Shalom Yikashel HaHargam Ba'Aveira Kayotzebem Yechashiv Lo Osok Haner Ragladam Naki. And he quotes this from Yehu, and he quotes other examples as well, that whenever we have to say Avodah Yilashin Hara, we have to hit somebody, this and that, Malbim Brech Avero, if we ever, you know, we might be right in this regard to do something like that, he says. You have defenses based on all these halakhas that I've spoken about. But if ever you violate that sin that you're punishing him for, you have to watch out, because then what you did is going to be totally considered wrong. And the parak ends off, Ayishkaf Yehu Emavosav, Yehu dies, he's buried in Shomron, Yehoahaz, his son, takes over, after 28 years of Yehu being king, and again he has generations, he did tremendous good, as Hashem says, Yanasher Tivosa Lasos Ayashar, but he was not the ultimate, and again, another king of Yisrael that does not follow exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay, we'll have to stop here as we continue these prakim in Malachim Beis.